Relief and hope in Ukraine as that latest package of US aid looks to be on the way. That's where we're going to start the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Will Bain in for Leanna Byrne all this week. Great as always to have your company. Yeah, the House vote to progress with plans to help Ukraine to the tune of $60 billion in military aid hasn't come a moment too soon for Kyiv. The aid bill might still have to make its way through the Senate, but it's already raising hopes as the BBC's Ukraine correspondent James Waterhouse reports from Kyiv.
For many, Sunday means a service at St. Michael's Cathedral. And under the golden domes, everyone seems to be aware of how significant this news is from Washington. I'm very grateful to the Americans, says Ihor, that even during this difficult time before the elections, they were able to come to an agreement. On a morning this miserable, the warmth of the underground metro will always trump the wet streets above.
Actually, it's quite late, but it's better late than never. And I hope it will kind of help Ukraine withstand. Of course, I'm a bit disappointed that it took so long, but anyways, it's better late than never.
How else can Ukraine survive without this? It cannot. Only the aid from the US and European countries can save us. It's been so many deaths. It's impossible. We really want help for our children to survive. So we're waiting.
Mykola Bieskov is a military analyst.
We need to applaud current package, but we need to think about hypothetical eventualities that the next package of aid in US might not be able to pass through. That's why it's up to European states, for UK, for continental Europe, to increase production and be able to meet Ukrainian requirements under contingencies that US is not able to do it, because we see that more and more Republicans, unfortunately, are sceptical.
What the unlocking of this bill has shown is that democracy takes time. For President Zelensky, the challenge now is keeping the politics away from the fighting, as he'll be under pressure to make this American package count.
In Ukraine, I'm the BBC's James Waterhouse for Marketplace.
Well, Ukraine will also be asking European leaders for more aid at a meeting of EU foreign ministers in Luxembourg a little bit later on this morning as well. Let's check in on the numbers now then. Bit of a rebound for stocks here in Europe this morning after the sell-off at the back end of last week. Indexes in Paris, Frankfurt and London all up right now. The FTSE 100 in London leading the way, up by almost 1.5% at the moment. Now, Ecuador has been trying to deal with a big rise in drug-related violence, which the government fears could damage investment and tourism in the country. At the weekend, it put its plans for more powers to tackle the gangs to a national referendum, plans that voters backed, as the BBC's South America correspondent Ione Wells reports.
Most of them were to do with security, things like enshrining the military's presence on the streets, increasing prison sentences for violent crimes. There was also one that's perhaps more controversial, which was around legalising hourly contracts for work. Now, this is something the government argued would help get more young people in particular into work and less likely to be tempted to join criminal gangs.
The BBC's Ione Wells. Northern Ireland and its economy are betting big on film, TV and gaming, hoping to build on the success of filming the hit TV series Game of Thrones there. It's investing millions in high-tech production, as Hannah McCarthy's been finding out on a recent visit.
Game of Thrones injected tens of millions of dollars into the region's economy, which has struggled to provide high-skilled job opportunities for young people after decades of political conflict. Film director turned technology entrepreneur Hugh McGorry used to teach film at Queen's University in Belfast.
A lot of the students that I was working with ended up getting world-class experience by working at high levels on Game of Thrones.
Much of the HBO series was shot at a studio in the Docklands of Belfast, where the towering yellow cranes of the old shipbuilders Harland and Wolff still pierce the skyline. McGorry says Game of Thrones has had a hugely positive impact on the region.
On its community, but also the impact on tourism and general self-esteem. You have to remember that we're coming out of a long period of conflict.
McGorry says the world of TV and film production is innovating and moving away from traditional film sets and on-site locations.
What's coming is artificial intelligence. This isn't an incremental shift. This is a totally radical shift.
Northern Ireland is eager to be at the forefront of this AI revolution and is developing a studio equipped for world-class TV, film and gaming production.
We are building out one of the, if not the most advanced currently, virtual production studio complexes being built anywhere in the world right now.
At a cost of nearly $100 million, Studio Ulster will open later this year in the Belfast docks. CEO Declan Keeney says it will have pioneering stages encased in walls of high-definition screens.
We can create real light from these walls and we can film what we call in-camera visual effects.
He says it will transform the way movies are shot.
So, for example, in Belfast, we could create Morocco by bringing in sand and creating, you know, in the round, projecting the horizon in Morocco. And so, you know, it transforms what's possible.
Keeney believes that the economic power of film, TV and gaming is not fully recognised, even though government figures show that the creative industries are worth around $135 billion to the UK.
Creative industries contribute more per year to the economy in the UK and Northern Ireland than if you combined aerospace and life sciences and the automotive sectors.
Most importantly, the Studio Ulster CEO says that the creative sector could stem the brain drain from Northern Ireland, offering young people a chance to stay and work here.
We are creating an environment where you can work on anything from very small scale projects, build your portfolio, your skill sets and your capability, all the way up to AAA productions.
Northern Ireland is hoping, as well as creating more jobs, that the high-tech investment will put it at the cutting edge of virtual and digital screen production in the future. In Belfast, I'm the BBC's Hannah McCarthy for Marketplace.
Yeah, a little bit more of Hannah's reporting in our podcast as well. Just search for ours wherever you get yours. Thanks so much for listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.